Driving down the road, do you pay attention to all the signs? Hopefully you pay attention to the speed limit signs, but what about all the rest? If it's posted on the side of the road, you'll see it, and it's there for a reason. There's information you need to know for your safety. Road work up ahead, bridge may ice in cold weather, school up ahead, deer crossings, or any other animal that overpopulates an area. Like in Africa, they have dung beetle crossing signs because they are protected. It's true. Railroad crossings, stop signs, curve up ahead, speed bump, caution, curvy road. Whatever you need to know so you are prepared as you drive. I did a little history search on road signs and discovered that long before rush hour and motorized vehicles, there were road signs. Some of the very first recorded road signs were called milestones. In Rome, these were 4,400-pound stone markers, numbered and placed along 62,000 miles of Roman roads. They also had rest stops and service stations, minus the Starbucks, I'm sure. But they were a sign that you were on the road to Rome. All roads lead to Rome, or at least they did there. Fast forward to horseless carriages and bicycles, drivers were getting lost because there weren't any signs showing directions on new roads. So to communicate and clear up confusion, signs began to be posted, starting with the first stop sign in 1915. And then around 1950, the government worked to simplify and standardize signs across the U.S. And now everywhere you look, there are signs. Everything you could possibly need to know, and then plenty you don't if you add in the billboards and advertising, line our roadways. So why all this talk about signs? Some of you are watching this today and you're lost. You don't know where you are and you don't know where you're going. You may be at a dead end or a crossroads and you don't have a clue which way to turn. Just like the Romans realized there was a need for direction way back then, you are in need of direction for your life. And the good news is there's a way to know and have peace. John 14, 5 and 6. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." It all begins with knowing Jesus, the cornerstone of our faith and the milestone that leads us through life's journey of hills and valleys. As you trust Jesus and seek His will for your life, He'll make it clear. You'll have peace as you travel, knowing your steps are ordered. As you pray for wisdom in those crossroad moments, He will lead you and guide you. God wants you to know His will and purpose for your life. He created you for it. Look back through the pages of Scripture at all the ways God provided signs for His people. The sun, moon, and stars, God created them to give light, mark time, and give direction. He also used the stars as an illustration of His promise to Abraham. So every time he looked up into the night sky, he was reminded of God's promise and faithfulness. There is a way that leads to salvation and abundant life. It's Jesus. That's the truth. Seek Him first today. And as you pray and trust Him with your heart and your life, your path will be straight and you'll never be lost again. I'm Lori Klein.